Hello everyone, welcome to Ragatri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. Today, we are heading into the 22nd episode of the podcast. So before moving ahead, let us begin with a beautiful quote. Self-respect is the greatest gift we can give to ourselves. Self-respect is the real power and it adds value to our individuality. Self-dignity, self-love, self-confidence, self-respect all have the word self, which means that we got to start all the positivity from us to expect the same from the world. We need to have our approval for us to be comfortable with ourselves. It requires no consideration, and having us as our support matters a lot rather than imposing and depending on others. To have that kind of maturity, to hold our heads high, we need to stop comparing ourselves with others. We are what we are, and we have to accept every other thing we have in us. The relationship we have with ourselves is the most complicated one, as we got to accept our flaws instead of running away, sit and work on every negative thing we have in us, like ego, procrastination, and feeling of insecurity. We are whole, and that we are sufficient for ourselves, which requires no further validation. We got to believe and act in such a way that what we do makes a difference. So, never try to violate the beauty of individuality and self-respect, and that's how you become untouchable. With that stimulating thought, we begin our 22nd episode with a remarkable composition of Muthuswami Dikshithar, Kshitija Ramanam Chintaye, in Raga Devagandhari, set to Aditala, which is a Thala of 8 beats. This composition is set to Aditala of 16 beats, where each beat is repeated twice to make it 16. The composition is on Lord Rama, who is the most virtuous one, and he is worshipped by all the sages and people on earth. We have the two greatest epics, Ramayana and Mahabharata, of which Ramayana describes the story of Lord Rama right from his childhood, divided into 7 different khandas. The Valmiki Ramayana belongs to the classification of literature in Sanskrit, written in a poetry form, which forms a very important Hindu collection of sacred books. According to the Purana, the Ramayana had taken place during the Treta Yuga, and each of the Kanda of Valmiki Ramayana describes the period of Rama's life in poetic and chronological order, starting from Bala Kandam, Ayodhya Kandam, Aranya Kandam, Kishkinda Kandam, Sundara Kandam, Yuddha Kandam, and Uttara Kandam. The epic name Ramayana is the Purusha Tattva compound of Rama, which deals with Rama's journey right from his birth to becoming the king of Ayodhya after killing the demon Ravana. The epic describes the relevance of Dharma and the principle of human existence. The Valmiki Ramayana consists of 24,000 verses divided into 500 sargas, constituting all the 7 kandams together, and is an epic poem comprising of 50,000 lines. The first kandam of Valmiki Ramayana describes the birth of Rama along with his brother Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna. The father of Rama, Dasharatha, who was the king of Ayodhya, had 3 wives, namely Kausalya, Kaikeyi and Sumitra. Since he was childless for such a long period, he conducted a Putra Kamishti Yajna with Rishyashringa, after which he had been blessed with 4 sons, where Rama was born to Kausalya, Bharata to Kaikeyi, and Lakshmana and Shatrughna to Sumitra. The Balakanda begins with sage Valmiki questioning heavenly sage Narada, asking if there is any virtuous and pure man available on earth. Narada replies stating that Lord Rama is such a man and goes on describing how sage Vasishta advised Dasharatha to perform Putrakamishti Yajna with the help of sage Rishyashringa, which resulted in the birth of the virtuous man Rama, along with his brothers Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna. An important piece of the Kanda is the shloka describing the natal chart of Lord Rama, which is embedded in the 18th Sarga from verses 8 to 11. I would like to recite those verses. Tato yajne samapte tu ratunam shat samatyayu tatachya dvadashe mase chaitre navamike tithau nakshatre aditi daivah te swocha samsteshu panchasu graheshu karkate lagne vagpata induna saha prodhyamane jagannatham sarvaloka namaskritam kausalya janayatramam sarvalakshana samyutam vishnu artham mahabhagam putram maikshvakunandanam lohitaksham mahabahum raktahoshtam dundubiswanam. The meaning of the shloka states that there had been six seasons passed after the completion of the yajna, but on the ninth day of the Chaitra month, where the star of the day is Punarpoosam and the presiding deity of the nakshatra is Aditi, the five planets, namely Sun, Venus, Jupiter, Mars and Saturn, were at their highest position. Kausalya gave birth to Rama, who is an incarnation of Lord Narayana, with all attributes, having eyes like that of lotus, masculine voice like drum beat, was born to delight the kingdom of Ayodhya and Ikshvaku dynasty. This day is celebrated as Rama Navami throughout the world. Balakandam describes deeply their early life in Ayodhya and their Gurukula Siksha, learning the art of warfare. The most highlighted incident in the Balakandam is the destruction of the demons by Rama and Lakshmana, who were disturbing the sacrificial rites performed by sage Vishwamitra. It is said that Vishwamitra chose Rama to fight the demons when he came to the kingdom of Ayodhya for help. The Kandam also describes further the origin of Devi Sita, considered to be the magical child from God, who was found in a field by King Janaka of Mithila. The Kanda concludes with Rama marrying Sita by winning Shiva's test of lifting a heavy bow, and ends with the marriage of Lakshmana with Urmila, Bharata with Mandavi and Shatrughna with Shrutakriti. The second Kandam of the Valmiki Ramayana is the Ayodhya Kandam, consisting of 119 sargas in Sanskrit. The Kandam begins with Rama reaching Ayodhya after marrying Sita. Meanwhile, the people of Ayodhya praised Lord Rama for his capability and wanted him to be the successor of King Dasharatha. Hence, Dasharatha decided to declare Rama as his successor, and the day before crowning Rama as his successor, Mantara, who was the maidservant of Kaikeyi, poisoned her mind, which made Kaikeyi claim her two wishes which were given by Dasharatha at the time of their marriage. She claimed that Rama should be sent to the forest for 14 years and make Bharata the successor. Unable to deny her claims, Dasharatha remained helpless. Lord Rama accepted her claims and decided to go alone to the forest. Sita, who could not bear sending her husband alone, accompanied him. Lakshmana also joined the divine couple, as he did not want to leave his brother alone. Meanwhile, Bharata, who realized the trick played by his mother, denied being the successor of Dasharatha and requested Rama to return to Ayodhya. Even after persuading, Rama chose to follow the orders of his father and told Bharata that he would not return until the tenure of the exile is complete. Bharata took the sandals of Lord Rama and placed it over the throne and started ruling the kingdom on behalf of Lord Rama. The Aranyakandam is the third kandam of Valmiki Ramayana, consisting of 75 sargas. This kandam begins when Rama, Sita and Lakshmana moved towards the south to start their 14 years of exile. After serving great sages in the forest for more than 10 years, they moved to Panchavati in the Dantaka forest, where they spent their last year of exile. One of the major incidents was that Shurpanaka, who was the sister of the demon Ravana, got captivated by the masculine beauty of Lord Rama and tried to seduce him. Since she failed to seduce and win over the two brothers, she tried to attack Sita. Outraged by her activity, Lakshmana cuts off her nose as a punishment. She rushed to Lanka and informed her brother Kara. Hearing this, Kara, with his huge army, attacked the two brothers but eventually got defeated by Lord Rama. Since Shurpanaka was humiliated by the princess, she decided to approach her brother Ravana, who had a weakness for women. She informed about Sita's beauty and aroused her brother, who decided to punish Rama by kidnapping Sita. Ravana made use of his brother Maricha to kidnap Sita, who took the form of a golden deer, tried to lure Sita. Captivated by the beauty of the deer, she pleaded Lord Rama to get the deer for her. Rama tried to get the deer by leaving Sita under Lakshmana's protection. Unable to catch the same, Lord Rama shot it to death. Maricha called out the name of Lakshmana in the voice of Rama. Hearing that, Sita urged Lakshmana to save his brother, but Lakshmana hesitated to disobey his brother's order of guarding Sita. After Sita insisted to help her lord, Lakshmana drew a circle around the cottage and stipulated that she would not step out of the Rekha. Knowing that Sita was alone, Ravana came in the form of a sage seeking Sita's hospitality. Unaware of the trick, she stepped out of the Rekha to serve the sage, while the sage turned back to his original form and kidnapped her. Ravana reached Lanka with Sita and kept her under the guard of Rakshasi in the Ashoka garden. He tried various techniques to persuade her to accept him. Since she is devoted to Rama, she rejected his approaches. The Aranyakandam ends with Rama and Lakshmana going in search of Sita. Coming to the raga, Devagandhari is a classical raga which is a janya of 29th Melakarta, Shankarabharanam. This raga is an Audava Vakra Sampurna raga with 5 swarams in the ascending scale and all the 7 swarams in the descending scale with a zigzag pattern. The scale is
Sare ma ba da sa sa ni da ni da pa ma ga ri sa ri sa.
The placement of the swaram is Shadjam, Chatushruti Rishabam, Antara Gantaram, Shuddha Madhyamam, Panchamam, Chatushruti Daivatam, and inclusion of both Kakili and Kaishiki Nishadam, making it as a Bhashanga Raga. Let's explore the Kriti.
Bhavatarano kshitijah सकल सुर महित सरसि जपद योगलम् शादम् नते कोशलम् सकल सुर महित सरसि जपद योगलम् शादम् हते कोशलम् विकसित वदन कोमलम् अतुलितम् अमलम् वीरनूत भुजबलम् विकसित वदन कोमलम् अतुलितम् अमलम् वीरनूत भुजबलम् शुकसनक मुनि मोदित गुरु गुगविदितम् शोभन गुणसहितम् शुकसनक मुनि मोदित गुरु गुगविदितम् शोभन गुणसहितम् प्रकटित सरोजनयनोपालित भवपाशकरण निपुणम् प्रकटित सरोजनयनोपालित भवपाशकरण निपुणम् सदा पापमगरे सदा सरे गरे सदा पदरे सरे सा सरे मा पद सदा पापमगरे सदा सरे गरे रे सदा प द रे सरे सा सरे मा प द सदा सरे मा गरे सदा द सरे सरे सदा प मा गरे सा सदा सदा प द रे सरे क्षिति रामणम् चिन्तय सदा पपामगरे सदा सरे गरे रे सदा प दरे सरे सा सरे मा पद सदा सरे मा गरे सदा द सरे सरे सदा प मा गरे सा सदा सदा प दरे सरे क्षिति रमणम् चिन्तय श्रीरामं भवतरणं क्षितिज रमणं चिन्तय
Let's explore the meaning of the composition. Pallavi, Kshitija Ramanam Chintaye Shri Ramam Bhava Taranam. Meaning, I worship and meditate Lord Rama, who is the Lord of Mother Sita, to help me cross the ocean of samsara. Anupallavi, Kshiti Pati, Nata Charanam, Sevita Vibhishanam, Kshiti Bharanam, Shruta Chintamani Magaharanam. Meaning, Lord Rama, who has feet so tender, is worshipped by all the kings and the sages, and also admired and attended by Vibhishana. He, who is the incarnation of Lord Narayana, is the protector of the universe and removes the sins of all people who attain his divine feet and fulfills all their wishes. Charanam, Sakala Sura Mahita, Sarasija Pada Yugalam, Shantam Ati Kushalam, Vikasita Vadana Kamalam, Atulitam Amalam, Viranuta Bhujabalam. Meaning, Lord Rama is the one whose feet are worshipped by the great scholars and kings of all regions, is the most virtuous and auspicious one. He is the most skilled person, having lotus-like eyes and an unblemished face, and has arms admired and praised by the fearless. Shuka Sanaka Muni Mudita Guru Guha Viditam Shobana Guna Sahitam Prakatita Saroja Nayanam Palita Bhaktim Bhavapasha Harana Nipunam. Meaning, Lord Rama is admired and worshipped by the great sages Shuka and Sanaka, and who delights Guru Guha, is a person with great virtues and who has eyes like a bloomed lotus, is the protector of the universe and helps his devotees to cross the ocean of worldly bondages. Such an amazing composition, isn't it? This Kriti is one of the slow-paced and beautiful Kriti composed by Muthuswami Dikshitar. While the Kriti describes the Tatpurusha Lakshana of Lord Rama, the Rama Nama itself has huge significance. The name of Rama is the most auspicious thing that helps to cross the vicious circle of birth and death. Once Sati, the wife of Lord Shiva, was curious to know that on whom Lord Shiva was meditating when the whole world worships him. Lord Shiva explained that he meditates and chants the name of Lord Rama, as Lord Rama's name itself is so powerful that chanting the Nama removes all the sins and protects the Srishti. The Rama Nama is the Taraka Mantra, which means that the name Rama helps us to cross the samsara. The chanting of Rama Nama is equivalent to the chanting of Om Namah Shivaya and Om Namo Narayana together, because the name Rama is originated by taking away Ra from Narayana and Ma from Namah Shivaya. The Ra and Ma are important syllables from the two mantras, because if Ra is removed from Narayana, it becomes Nayana, which is meaningless, while removing Ma from Namah Shivaya becomes Na Shivaya, which is absurd in meaning, which means there is no Shiva. Hence, chanting the Rama Nama is effective and equivalent to worshipping both Narayana and Mahadeva. It's time to sing a lullaby to Lord Rama, as we have thought about him a lot today throughout our episode. I would like to present a lullaby written by Kulashekara Aadwar on Lord Rama of Tirukannapuram.
Tamarimel ayalavani padaitavane dayaradantam. Tamarimel ayalavani padaitavane dayaradantam. Mamadalal maithilaitam manavaala vandinangal kamarangal isai paadum kaina பிராணபுரத்தின் கருமணியே ஏமருவும் சீலே வளவா ராகவனே தாலேலோ மலையதனால் அணை கட்டியேன் மதிநிலங்கையழிதவனே மலையதனால் அணை கட்டியேன் மதிநிலங்கையழிதவனே அலை கடலை கடைந்த மரர்க்கு அமுதருளி செய்தவனே கலை வளவாழும் கணபுரத்தின் கருமணியே கலை வளவாழும் கணபுரத்தின் கருமணியே சிலை வளவா சேவகனே ஸ்ரீராமா தாலேலோ சிலை வளவா சேவகனே ஸ்ரீராமா தாலேலோ.
With such an amazing lullaby and also the significance of Ramanama, we come to the end of the 22nd episode. Stay tuned to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. This is Jay Shree signing off. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, take care and stay safe.